And we have a caller on hold right now from Huntsville, Alabama. Hello, Derek. Are you there?
Yes. How you doing?
Hi, Derek. I understand you're a first-time caller.
Yes, sir.
Well, we're glad to have you with us.
It's a pleasure. Nice to be here. Beyond. Enjoy your program.
Well, thank you. And your question?
Yes. I have a question concerning are the dead really dead? I guess first coming from the perspective that I believe there's a difference between the soul and the spirit, and that the body and the spirit, I think the teaching is that they come together to form the soul, but I believe that there's a separation between all three, that man being created in the image of God is also created in a trinity, coming from Hebrews, the 4th chapter, the 12th verse, where it talks about the word of God being able to distinguish between the soul and the spirit, and also 1 Thessalonians 5 and 23, where it talks about Paul prayed that man be sanctified wholly, his whole spirit, soul, and body. And I believe the spirit returns to God, as Ecclesiastes said, and the body to the dust, but something has to happen to the soul. And I look in Revelations, the 6th chapter, the 9th through the 11th verse, and also the 7th chapter, the 13th through the 15th verse, and I see souls there. The other question, and the main thing is...
Now, you said a lot of things. Do you want me to respond to
I guess this is where this is what I wanted the response to. The Hebrews, the 4th chapter, 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, the 14th through the 17th verse. The 14th verse talks about, for if we believe that Jesus died and rose again, even so them also which sleep in Jesus will God bring with him.
Mm-hmm.
If they're not with God, then how is he bringing them? I believe that the body is going to rise out of the grave, but that the soul is coming back to meet the body.
All right, let me explain that to you.
Okay.
And we invite our listeners that are at home. We always say at home because if you're driving in your vehicle, we don't want you to wreck.
Right.
1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 13. Let me start there.
Right.
But I do not want you to be ignorant, brethren, concerning those who have fallen asleep. Now, he's clearly speaking about death here.
Right.
Lest you sorrow as others who have no hope. For if we believe Jesus died and rose again, even so God will bring with him those who sleep in Jesus. Now, if we stop right there, it might seem like the Lord's coming back with those who have died, and they'll be with him, and he's bringing them from heaven or somewhere. But keep reading. For if this we say to you by the word of the Lord, that we who are alive and remain unto the coming of the Lord will by no means precede those who are asleep. In other words, we're not resurrected first. They are. Notice.
Right.
Now he emphasized the sequence. 1 Thessalonians 4:16, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, with the voice of the archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. And of course, if you go to Revelation chapter 20, it talks about the dead in Christ rising first there. Blessed and holy is he that has part in the first resurrection. Then, back to verse 17, we who are alive and remain shall be caught up with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air, and thus shall we always be with the Lord. Now let's talk through what we just read here. He says, when we get there, they're with him. They're not with him because they've been with him for 6,000 years. They're with him because they were raised first. That's all it's saying in verse 14.
But if you notice in verse 14, okay, if that were, I guess, the case, then there would be no need for him to say, bring with them.
Well, what the Lord...
If he said, the word bring there denotes that they're coming from somewhere, and they're coming from somewhere he was. It denotes that they were with him. And like I said, I guess, recognizing that, yes, the dead will rise first and so on and so forth, look at it as the bodies will rise first, but...
Let me interrupt you for just a second here, okay?
All right.
Jesus said, I go to prepare a place for you in John 14.
Right.
And if I go, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, ye may be also. In other words, he's going to take them back to the mansions, right?
Okay.
All right. So when it says here in verse 14, God will bring with him, he's going to bring those he's resurrected back to those mansions. He's not saying he's brought them from the mansions, because he tells us in John 14 he brings them to the mansions. When does he do that? After they're resurrected.
Okay. Okay.
So, you know what I would recommend, Derek? Uh-huh. You will get a fantastic blessing from this study guide because it answers many of these questions that you brought up and many more.
Okay.
And I remember the first time I learned these things, it blew me away because I was not raised with this understanding. I was raised believing as soon as you die, you're conscious. And in a sense, you are. Let me see if I could explain. Paul says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 8, we are confident, yet well pleased rather, to be absent from the body and be present with the Lord. Therefore, we make it our aim, whether present or absent, to be well-pleasing to him. And you've heard the expression, to be absent from the body is to be present with the Lord.
Mm-hmm.
That's a little distortion from the way it actually reads in the Bible, but let's use that for a second. Suppose that you and I are in a saved condition, and we're out on the street talking one day, we're both saved, and suddenly we're hit by a meteor, we die, okay?
Mm-hmm.
The next conscious thought that we have is being resurrected when the Lord blows the trumpet and calls us from our dusty graves with our glorified immortal bodies. For us, it's a moment, the twinkling of an eye, the next thing we're aware of, because there's no awareness of time.
Okay.
And so for me, to die saved, my next thought is to be present with the Lord. Otherwise, how can you explain the scriptures where it says in Acts chapter 2, King David, after 1,000 years in the grave, is not yet ascended to heaven? And that's what Peter said. Now, we know David's saved. As far as we are concerned, he's not there yet. But as far as David's concerned, the next thing he's aware of is the resurrection. So it's instant for him. That's what some of the confusion has come in from, is we think, well, what are my loved ones experiencing? Well, as far as we're concerned, we live in time. They're not confined to time anymore.
Right.
They're not there yet looking down on us. It says in Job, when a man dies, his sons come to honor, and he's not aware of it. And that's Job 14:21. They're brought low and he does not perceive it. So a person who dies is not aware of what his descendants on earth are doing. The Bible's very clear. That's why it tells us that it's forbidden for Christians to try to communicate with the dead. You realize in the Old Testament that
is
punishable
that.
By death. So because they'd be communicating maybe with the wrong kind of spirits.
Right, right.
Please read the lesson. I think you're going to find out there's some fantastic, exciting news, very biblical, and you'll be encouraged by it. And it's free.
Okay.
Free phone call.
Here's the number, Derek. It's 800-835-6747. 800-835-6747. If you call that number and tell them you'd like a copy of Are the Dead Really Dead?
And if it doesn't answer your question, we'll give you double your money back. Hey, thanks a lot, Derek. You've got a good spirit.
Thank you.
Thanks for the call. Good night, Derek.